A disease you don't commonly see among professional athletes sidelines a franchise quarterback. One of the most promising young running backs in the NFL today faces yet another setback, and your daily Antonio Brown update, because no day in the NFL is complete without one. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Jonathan Jones, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know today, Thursday, September 12th. Sam Darnold has mononucleosis, yes, the kissing disease, and he's going to miss Monday night's tilt with the Cleveland Browns and likely more. Jets coach Adam Gase revealed the news Thursday morning to reporters. He spoke of the Jets' week 4 bye, so it's likely to knock out the Jets' franchise quarterback for certainly the Patriots' week 3 game and possibly beyond that. As if losing your starting quarterback to a high school kissing disease days after giving up a 16-3 fourth quarter lead to a division rival wasn't enough, it somehow gets worse for the Jets, Jets. Running back Le'Veon Bell didn't practice today due to shoulder soreness. He's getting an MRI for further evaluation. Oh, and don't forget that wide receiver Quincy Enunwa is out for the season with yet another neck injury. Former Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian gets the starting nod in place of Darnold against the Browns, with practice squad quarterback Luke Falk likely getting the call up. After the Jets' week 4 bye, they get the Cowboys, Eagles, and Patriots, so good luck, Adam Gase. For Washington, running back Darius Geis underwent surgery Thursday to trim a torn meniscus, according to NFL media. He will be out indefinitely, and that means likely up to or around 8 weeks. Geis missed all of last season after he tore his ACL during the preseason. In his only professional action last week, Geis rushed 10 times for 18 yards before bowing out of the game. He wrote on Twitter, quote, "Don't feel bad for me. I've been doing this 15 years. Trust the process. Head up, chin up, and grind," end quote. Washington will now turn to Adrian Peterson, who was inactive in week 1, much to his teammates' chagrin. The 34-year-old rushed for 1,042 yards for Washington last season. He's currently 8th on the all-time rushing yards list, and he very well could finish the 2019 season in the top 5. Meanwhile, Antonio Brown is still practicing with the Patriots, joining the team for a second straight day as the civil case continues against him related to allegations of sexual assault and rape by a former trainer. After practicing the first day in jersey number 1, Brown was today in number 17. It's unclear if this will be his permanent number after playing in number 84 his entire career. The Dolphins, 18.5-point underdogs to the world champs, are preparing as though Brown will play on Sunday for the Pats. It would also appear that the Patriots are as well, and any potential discipline will come from the league, head coach Bill Belichick said on Wednesday. It's very possible Brown winds up on the commissioner's exempt list, where he would continue to draw checks, but would not count against the Patriots roster as the league investigates the allegations. ESPN reports the league will meet with the accuser, Brittany Taylor, next week, following her wedding this weekend. That is your update for Thursday, September 12th. The Panthers and Buccaneers play tonight in Charlotte in a showdown between two former Heisman Trophy winners trying to turn around their recent string of bad luck. The Panthers are 6.5-point favorites to win. Subscribe to the MMQB NFL podcast and MMQB News podcast feeds to get every show delivered to your devices. Listen for free wherever you get your shows.